Hello and welcome to the LRBC Midweek Podcast. My name is Ray and I'm part of the leadership. If you are interested and you want to find out more about us, you can visit our Facebook page and on it you will find our resident comedian starts the day with a joke. And then at 8 o'clock we have a verse of the day and a worship song of the day. At 10:30-ish on Monday, Wednesdays and Friday, our community chaplain Esther Day will bring her thoughts to you. And then during the week, you will see the activities for young people, children's work, reminders for up-and-coming prayer meetings. And if you visit our website, you will be able to get the link. So if you want to watch our service on a Sunday, you will be able to find the link and you can watch it through YouTube. Over this past time, I've read a couple of books. One's called Dirty Glory by Peter Gregg. The other is by J. John. And they're about prayer. And it's interesting, Google have announced that one of the questions that comes up often is, how do you pray? While you're washing your hands, somebody might have said to you, if you say the Lord's Prayer as you're washing your hands, that's sufficient time for you to make sure they're clean. So today I'd like to look at the Lord's Prayer. And the disciples said to Jesus, teach us to pray. And Jesus said this, this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This is a prayer that you may have last said at school. It's a prayer that some people say every day. It's also a pattern for prayer. And for those who know something, we follow perhaps a little thing called ACTS. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving and supplication. So as we go through this, I just want us to think about the Lord's Prayer and what it means. So the opening phrase, Our Father in Heaven, sets the framework which we pray when we look at it. We realise that when a Christian prays, he enters into an extraordinary place. But it's an extraordinary privilege for us to come before the God Almighty and talk to him. In Romans you will read, you have received God's Spirit, which he adopted you as his own child. Now we call him Abba Father. What a privilege that is, to know God as a Father, to call on the Holy One, the Almighty One. And heaven is a place of awesome power and majesty. It's where God lives. Hallowed be your name. This basically means, may your name be kept holy. The prophet Isaiah said, O Lord, I will honour your name, for you are my God. We hear God's name taken in vain, blasphemous, used as a curse word. But the words of Jesus make us realise that when we come to God, we are calling upon the Holy One. There is no one higher than him. He is God Almighty. And he demands that his name be kept holy. This also means that we acknowledge God and we want to put him first in our lives. In putting God first, we are recognising that he is Lord and Master of our lives, and he is Lord and Master of the universe. This is what he created. He created everything. You, me, the planets, the stars, the world in which we live in. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As Christians, our hope and prayer is that sooner rather than later, God's perfect will be brought into this world. Remember, Jesus has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and has transferred us into his kingdom. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus taught his disciples to ask the Father to give us today our daily bread. It's okay to ask for what we really require. And so I ask you now, Lord, for the physical and emotional and practical things that I need today. I ask this day also for my spiritual bread and to read your word. Fill me today, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. The things we ask for, God doesn't always reply to, but he gives you what he thinks you require. And every day we need to come and ask him for those things. And forgive us our debts as we forget those debtors. Forgiveness. It is wonderful to know that we have been forgiven and forgiven by the Lord Most High. And we live in the moment of time when forgiveness looks very difficult. But we have the example of Christ on the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." We are told to love our neighbours as ourselves, and we need to love as Jesus loves. Forgiving is easy if you see it through Jesus' eyes. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. As Christians, God has given us an armour to wear. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand firm, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having it on the breastplate of righteousness, and the shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given in the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert, with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. The Lord's Prayer is still a prayer for today. I pray that you'll use it. I pray that you'll say it every day. It gives comfort. It gives us hope for the future. Amen.
Oh, I can feel it. taking up the space where shame has lived, receiving all that you died to give. Let the wind blow, let the tide roll. God of love, let my dry bones sing a new song. All the glory to the God of love. God of love, and my tribe. of the tide roll to the earth knows you're a god of love. Let my dry bones sing a new song. All the glory to the God of love. All the glory to the God of love. All the glory to the God of love.